Hey guys.
Oh, you want me to sing or something?
No, I just wanted to say hi. You always say hi with me.
Hi.
Yeah, you didn't this time. Fake. Anyway, hi guys. It's Chrissy.
It's Lexi.
And today we are bringing you yet another episode of Problem Addicts. I
Addicts.
was like, what's the name?
I same.
And today
we
we
have
have
a
a
special
Yes,
guest.
we do. The one and
Julia.
It's Julia. Just say hi.
Hi guys, it's Julia, the one and only.
Thank you.
So, I guess I'll introduce
Yeah.
myself. I'm 16. I go to Creek with Chrissy and I almost said Caitlin, but Chrissy and Lexi, and RIP, they left me. But anyways, yeah, that's me. Not that interesting, but just coming to
So
chat.
today,
chat.
we decided we wanted to talk about like jealousy.
Jealousy is a
Jealousy.
disease. Get
Get
well
well
soon.
soon. And I think we've all had it ourselves. Like, I've for sure been envious of people.
Yeah, me too. I like to say I'm not jealous of people, but I am.
Yeah.
I am.
I don't know if I would describe myself as the jealous type, but I can definitely get envious a lot. But the thing is, I admit when I get envious. Some people just like are like, "Oh, I never get jealous."
I'm
Like,
just
yeah,
like
you do.
passive aggressive about it.
Yeah. And like I see, okay, like what about you, Julia, before we get into
Before
stories?
I'm definitely not the jealous type because I'm pretty self-assured, but there are definitely moments where I'm like, oh, you know, I could be. I don't think I'm more jealous at the person. It's more like the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get very competitive in whatever I'm doing. So it's not so much like, oh, I wish I looked like her. It's like, oh, I wish I could perform as this
Yeah,
person
no, I know
or
exactly
be
what
on
I
that
mean.
level of
See,
just talent. So I
I'm
think that's where
both.
I get stressed out.
Yeah,
Like,
no, I get
looks
that.
wise, I'm like pretty fine, but like in my, you know, own skin. But like with you know, performing and like that kind of stuff, I get very competitive and compare myself very often.
I totally get that. I get like that too with all aspects, so like
All
looks,
aspects of
talent.
Life.
Yeah, me
Yeah,
too.
Lexi and
I are like
Yeah,
insecure, like
we're so
hi.
insecure.
But no, like I get that. Like I kind of went through this situation junior year where, you know, there was a guy, of
There always
course.
Typical,
is.
isn't it?
Fucking course, nothing new. And you know, he was into me at first and he like kind of asked me out after homecoming, I think. Yeah.
After
It was
homecoming.
after
That's
home.
funny.
I know. Wow, like after
After
homecoming. We went on
Hoco.
a, well, I don't know if I would call it a date, but we went on a hangout or whatever the
A
fuck people call it. Yeah, a
chill.
chill, if you will. And you know, the thing, it lasted for like a week, maybe, like our little flame, whatever you call it. It was more like a little match. And and barely a flame. And then you know, his head got turned by this other girl who, well, she had a boyfriend, but then she broke up with
That's
him.
so fun.
But
I don't understand that. That's tough.
So because they became close, and then you know, eventually, like his head
Oh.
was turned, which is like, okay, whatever. You're a
Kia, home
17-year-old
wrecker.
boy. You're gonna get your head turned as a 17-year-old boy. That's whatever. My thing
She
is
wanted loyalty. She
my
wanted that 1 week of dating. She
my
was like, he's head turned. And I
his
expected
head was
him to
turned.
be by my
No, like
side.
whatever.
Where's
The
the
thing is, I'm
loyalty?
not the type to like blame it on the other girl. The only reason why she and I started kind of not being on great terms is because then after that she would roll her eyes at me whenever I would try to say something in the same room as them, if I would come into the room. Just she would like give me all these like nasty attitudes, which I like, I didn't ask for, and like I like you can't, first of all,
Didn't ask for sass.
you can't blame me for being hurt that like
Yeah,
yet another guy has
no.
treated me like, he didn't treat me like shit. His head just got turned. But like, yet another guy has
Let you
disappointed me, I
down.
guess.
Just
Let me down. So
disappointment.
like, let me be like upset about it. Of course. But and of course I was envious of this girl because, one, like the looks, obviously, like she's this like, she's skinnier than me, she's taller than me, she could literally be like a model. Like mm-hmm. I of course was envious, you know, me like 5'1" the Hulk over here, like,
but she is the Hulk. She is the Hulk. Any water that I cannot open, Chrissy is there and she saves me. She's the builder in this relationship. I can't pick up the trash on the floor, let's call Chrissy over. She does it all. Handy Manny. Handy Manny. I'm the toolbox. I'm her accessory. But it's okay. I'm just along for the ride.
Anyway.
Continue. I had to put my 2 cents in on that one. But
as you should.
Wow, Chrissy is...
I'm sorry, my mom texted me about food. It's important. Anyway.
Food is important.
Of course I was envious of this girl. But in all honesty,
good.
Sorry, the audio stopped. But what I was just trying to say is that it wasn't her fault that he took an interest in her. No. It just kind of sucked because she was like even kind of helping me with it at first.
Well, are they together to this day or no?
A child, definitely not.
Well, there you go. There you have it.
Yeah, I had a similar situation a while back at a summer program, and this guy, he liked me first, and so he wanted to hang out, just the two of us in,
I feel like
it's always the people that like you first. It's like, you wanted me first.
You wanted me
first. Oh, I know all about that.
Lexi, I feel like you, I'm sure you are too, but, like, we're always the people who, like, we're, like, the first choice, but then we're the backup option.
Oh, yes, the backup, the placeholder.
We're the placeholder.
The placeholder.
Wow, we are the placeholders.
It's like you wanted me first, and then you find something else.
I know, exactly. No, yeah, no, and this dude had the motherfucking audacity to say that I was a bad kisser, which maybe I was, but he, in my defense, he shoved his tongue down my throat, and I was just like, what? Like that's
off the bat.
And I know, I was like, God. You gotta do it, like, slower, you know? So, mm-hmm. Maybe he was the bad kisser. Anyway, so, after that, he didn't tell me I was a bad kisser, but he told someone who told me.
The grapevine, I see.
Yeah. The grapevine.
So I texted him about it. And then, no, actually, first I texted him about it and I was like, hey, I was like, hey, I know it was kind of awkward, but like, I want to get to hang out with you and know you more. He was like, and it was weird though, because at first he was like, yeah, we can totally can. And then he never messages me again. So then like a couple days go by and then we're at our friend's dorm room, because this took place like at a college, like summer program. And then I was like, I took him outside and I was like, hey, I kind of said the same thing in the text. And he was like, look, I'm not looking for like a romance, because I don't really see the point, because it's only like 4 weeks that we're here at this program. And at this program, we were all doing like different things, like seriously, like he was doing his film thing and it was for college credit. I was doing screenwriting. So build up your film
work
portfolio.
Work not play.
I was like, okay, play. I get it. So I like let it go, whatever. 2 days later, I kid you not, I see him and some random girl. She looks nothing like me. Brunette hair. I mean, she's pretty, but she's like brown hair and big tits, which I don't have.
Like your height.
She's my height.
So like,
was shoulder.
This girl me?
She was not me. No, she wasn't you. No, she wasn't you. Maybe you guys could have been sisters. I don't know. But,
Chrissy in disguise. Just shows up.
Maybe.
She's looking back.
Now that I think about it, you seem to know a lot about my summer, Chrissy.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, no, I saw them holding hands, walking towards the door, and then they were, like, together, like, the entire summer and stuff, and I was like, oh, okay, that kind of hurt. So then what I did, like, to get back at him is I meet out with his best friend at the camp, thinking that he would care, but no, he didn't. It was like a waste of time. But the funny thing is that that same guy, the guy who said I was a bad kisser, I think a couple months later when I like started getting really famous on TikTok, he found out, because I never told him about my TikTok, and he, I guess, came across me, and he Snapchatted me like randomly. We didn't even have a streak then. And he was like, hey, can you give me a shout out on TikTok? And what does my simp ass do?
Simp Nation.
I gave him the shout out. And then, like, a couple months later, I was like, if I give you the shout out, you got to give me one back. He never gave me one back. And then, like, a couple months later, he asked me.
He had, like, 8 followers, so it's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, moral of the story, don't be a simp. for guys who, don't cross oceans for people who won't jump puddles for you.
Oh, wise. Wise words.
Okay, anyways. So.
Wise words from Lexi. Grant.
What else is there?
We all go silent. We all just.
Jealousy. Oh, well, first of all, I feel like it's not only relationship jealousy, like with love and romance.
Love and but romance. It's
with, you know. Friends. Or just like friend groups. Like there can definitely be a also lot of siblings. Tension. Sibling jealousy. Also, I feel like the thing is a lot of the times with jealousy, even though it's cliche to say, they're just jealous of you, like don't even worry about it.
It is true,
even though it's cliche.
I mean sometimes though it's not.
Well yeah.
But like but, sometimes it's true. I don't know. It's like a good 50-50.
Yeah, it's 50-50. Yes, it's like a
because like sometimes I'll be mad at someone and it's well, not yeah. because I'm jealous. Sometimes I'm just genuinely pissed. Right.
I think what I mean it in the sense of if someone's constantly bashing on someone when
it is like jealousy.
You haven't even like they haven't even really done anything to you, or if they have, it was in the past, or it's like you're pulling these things out of nowhere because mm-hmm. you're just, like if you
threatened.
Usually if you yeah. bash on someone's looks and talent, not always, but sometimes, if, for example, if you're calling an obviously good singer a horrible singer,
then it's just not yeah. cute.
Yeah,
it's not a jealous. Cute look. Like at least like. You can be pissed at someone. I can be bitter, but I'm still honest about it, and I'm not gonna go calling a girl like fat and ugly when she's skinny and pretty.
Yeah,
like I, you know.
I don't know. I think like it's funny too, because me and Chrissy used to have a little rivalry, if you will, unspoken rivalry.
It was an unspoken rivalry.
We love talking about it because it's just so funny. Yeah,
because we were both usually up for the same roles, even though we have different typecasts. But
at
like,
the place where we do summer theater,
yeah, Daytona Playhouse.
We were kind of the two people that were heavily relied on, I guess, in yeah. the situation.
I've been there 8 years. You've been here.
About six now. Yeah. So at one point or another,
wait, no, that doesn't make sense. Because Cinderella is my fourth year.
Definitely five. I've definitely been there five years.
So this is like her five years. I've been there for like 8 years.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. At one point, me and Chrissy just started like getting like close to the same yeah. things. And people, I didn't start thinking about it until people started putting us in that position. Same. And it was just so weird. But we would still talk and hang out. And then.
Wait, that's a lie. I didn't think about it before.
Well.
I forgot.
Yeah. At one point, it stopped, though, because.
Yeah, because now we're like completely. I think we're different type.
Oh, 100%.
Oh. My car got struck by lightning like a month ago, so now I have to rely on my parents or my friends to drive me places, and my mom just told me she's here.
Well, do you want us to continue this, or do you want us to...
Y'all can keep on talking.
Okay, well, I love yeah. you.
Love you, too.
Love you, Lexi. Mama, say hi.
Love you.
Yes.
I hope
you.
She feels better. Mwah. Love you.
Thanks for having me over.
Of course.
Very good.
Okay. Love you.
Mom, you too. Alrighty, so...
I'll just move to...
Yeah. Oh, wait, I didn't get my wallet.
Okay. All right, so.
Like, yeah, me and Chrissy would always be considered for similar parts, and it wasn't... I never was like, oh my god, like, Chrissy could take this one from me. I never had that mentality.
Because she was always like, I'm getting it.
No, so. That's so not
and
true.
And she did get it, and...
from the facts, I guess, like...
If you look at the statistics,
if you look at the pictures,
she beat me.
It was a good run. It was a good fight. No, and then we started actually turning into like complete opposite typecast. Yeah, and that little
and we
thing
still both
ended.
Got great roles.
No matter. We would be like primary role, secondary role every right. time, switch it off. But people love seeing that shit go down. So it was like we were in a group chat, and all the girls would just. Immediately pin us against each other, and it was like
oh, yeah.
I wasn't about to do any of that, but they started mm-hmm. that, and it was like they love to see it. They love to see the rivalry.
They love to see the rivalry.
And I just thought it was hilarious. It did, of course, hurt me a little bit at certain points when I was like, oh, I feel guilty
yeah.
for even showing up here, but
for showing my dare to show my
dare
face.
To show my face. But yeah, that was just like. a funny experience that I guess we both shared of jealousy.
But like, in the end, it brought us closer.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I always idolized Chrissy from the beginning. And then when we finally started getting, when we finally started getting close during a show we did last year, I was like, oh my God, I'm like so with weird the in how... crowd.
Yeah.
Because no, you are the in crowd. Just you.
At the Playhouse.
Yourself.
Myself and I am the in. Hello.
She is the, she I'm is the HBIC.
I am, I really am.
You are the HBIC.
I am Mackenzie Hollister. Thank you.
Thank you. But yeah, I just like felt.
It's so weird how we only started getting close like a year ago. That is crazy.
It is crazy. But I mean, we go way back.
Yeah, all way back. Like, and when other people, okay, so like, Julia decided to transfer to Creek this year, which is amazing.
Per Chrissy's
Recommendations.
I did transfer to Creek. I went to another school that shall not be named. It was not for me. Like, I feel like everyone complains and complains about situations they're in, and this is one of the things that I feel very, like, strongly about, is if you do not like whatever situation you're in, stop complaining and fix
it.
Because I didn't like the high school I went to, so what? I moved schools. Like, I didn't like my first job, so what? I found a job that I actually like. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't do well in situations where people make decisions like that for me. Like, my first job, my parents decided for me. Like, my first high school that I went to, my parents decided that for me. And they understand.
And now you're much happier.
Yeah, and like, when I make, because I know what's right for me. So, yeah. Like, I knew that moving to Creek would be the best decision for everything that I wanted to do
with
theater.
But when she did, because our theater department is
right, it's amazing.
But when she did move to Creek, initially, we did Mamma Mia together. It was great. And, why did we even get on this topic? I don't know. Oh, but there were some people there. A lot of people just did not realize our history. Like,
people to this day don't acknowledge.
They don't acknowledge just how far back
how far back we go.
Like, I remember we were at a beach house and her mom had to pick her up or something. And there's this one girl who was like, oh, I'll go outside and talk to your mom. Don't worry. And I was like, okay, I'll go too. And she was like, no, you're not. And usually I took shit from a lot of these people a year because I was so terrified of going back to, like, what junior year was like, which we'll touch on that later maybe in a different episode. But so usually I just bit my tongue. But at this point, I was kind of done. I was like, no, I've known her longer. She knows me better. I'm going outside to talk to her. And she was like,
it's just okay. Where the loyalties lie. At the end of the day, we are both very big people on, like, loyalty, especially with my friends.
Oh, I'm so loyal to my friends. Yeah, without a doubt. I will do anything for my friends.
If you are neutral, it sometimes pisses me off to a point when people are too neutral because it's like, hello, do you have a pulse?
It's just, there's also some people where they say they're neutral, but they're not.
Oh, yeah.
So it's 100%. Like, I don't trust a lot of people whatsoever.
What were we on about Creek? You said I came to Creek.
Oh, I was just saying how far back we've been. Oh, like, how people were like, oh, yeah, they didn't acknowledge, like, you know.
Yeah, but, moved to Creek. I did theater, the best experience ever. I love theater at Creek. It was just all positive, pretty much. I mean, obviously, drama within every situation at school, but
we could have
theater,
three whole episodes in theater.
Theater was nice. Like, I loved all the people. It was great. Can't wait for next year.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
There are ups and downs with everything.
Ups and downs with everything,
of
course.
No, like, theater's amazing at our school. It really made me realize my love, not just for performing, which is my passion, but, like, backstage stuff. And, the people. But, like, tech. Yeah, yeah. A lot of the people, definitely.
10 out of 10 recommend. But
10 out of 10 do recommend. But, yeah. I don't know.
So we're talking about.
So moving on to a different topic, I guess.
Moving on to a
We stopped it. We
Keep
were like,
it
what
interesting.
Did we talk about?
Yeah. Since it's just me and Chrissy here now, unfortunately, Lexi had to go. We thought we would talk about some funny stories we have from our summer
only
theater.
We've experienced.
The only we've experienced, the two of us. But
we actually said, Julia is taking over the podcast.
No, I could never. But yeah, so as many of you probably are aware by now, me and Chrissy have done summer theater, not at Creek, at a different place.
Daytona Playhouse.
Daytona Playhouse. And We have some wild encounters. I'm telling you, it is a crack house. We love it all the same. Especially this year, this past year. It was unlike no other bitch.
We love it.
I'll send this to Kathy right after. We love the family, but what's your favorite story?
Child. Well, let's just start off the bat. Julie and I had to play, should we just say it?
No.
We had to play a different culture this year, a different cultural
this
character.
This year we had to take on playing a different
ethnicity, if you will.
Which was, honestly, it was like when, Jill from Dance Moms wanted Kendall to play Rosa Parks. It's just not right.
It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up.
When the cast list came out for that, I remember calling Chrissy and I was just in a tizzy because I don't know. It was just like, it simply just wasn't manageable. But that was an experience in its own. It did not multiply. And it wasn't just us. It was four other people had to do it with us. So it was not just me and Chrissy, but it was like six of us.
It was confusing.
It was funny.
It was a good performance, but
personally did not really vibe with me or Chrissy. But we
felt wrong doing.
We undertook the challenge. We did it. But it was not something that we would typically play, obviously. It just wasn't the vibe, but it's okay.
The story, anyway. So this year we had a crazy bunch of kids,
a new batch of kids,
a brand new batch, like two whole batches. So I feel like it was
like they're listening because
maybe I love
it's on your Instagram.
Maybe
love it's you
like,
all.
Love you
Shout
so
out.
Much. Like this has nothing to do with you, I promise. but it's almost like when you take a batch of cookies out of the oven that you try to make yourself, and the first one it's not like quite right. It's like they're still delicious and like they're edible. They're good. They're good cookies. They're quality cookies. It just at first glance, you're like, well, that's funny. Why are they playing that role? Why are they doing that?
Listen, I have been.
But everyone was great. But, like, once you get to know the cookie, it's like, oh, I love them.
I feel like I'm the victim of being the bad cookie in the beginning because, like...
Everyone is. You have to go through
the
bad cookie.
You have to be the bad cookie. Because, like, when I was
you have to be the bad batch.
Creek, I got one of Sophie's, like, bridesmaids or whatever you want to call it in Mamma Mia. And a lot of people... I think we're like really confused or like mad, which I would be mad if I was a senior and like someone got a role that I wanted. I would be like pissed. But people obviously like took out some negative comments or whatever. And I was like, oh, I totally understand. Like I would be if I were you too. But like, you know what? We'll just like vibe. And then people understood after watching the scenes and hearing us sing together that it just simply made sense. But I think that's what Chrissy means by like,
yes,
some things initially don't make sense, but after you consider it,
the cookie.
It's like when I was
the way
Cheshire
cookie crumbles.
Cat.
It's the most important way is the way
the cookie crumbles.
And yes, the Cheshire cat like that.
I played a sexy little cat,
and it made no sense
when I was 12, and I was very confused. Many people were very confused. It didn't ever really come together. If I'm being honest. Kind of my dark summer.
my dark year.
It was my dark year, but after that I started getting into like what I would be typecasted as. I think it was
our director was like, no, I just wanted to see what else you could
challenge.
Do. She said never again.
She said
until
never again.
Until this year.
Never make Julia be slinky because I don't move like that.
She was more of a folder than a bender.
At the time.
People at the Playhouse who I totally looked up to. I always followed what they were doing on their Instagram. I was like, "Ooh, what's she doing now?" Ooh, like
oh,
there were
I
some
stalked
people...
Chrissy to no end.
Oh, really?
I would go on her page like
That's
literally
so sweet.
Every day.
That's so sweet.
I was
there
obsessed.
Was this, no, there was this girl Christina. Sarah who I was obsessed with. My first year was 2013.
I love.
It kind of all makes sense, I guess. Like, I just had this, like, unhealthy, like,
infatuation
with Chrissy.
No, I had this infatuation with this girl, Sarah.
She played... Yeah, I said hello.
She played Wendy the first time we did Captain Hook's Revenge, and I thought she was so pretty, she was so talented, she was so cool, she was so nice, and oh. I followed what, like, everything she was doing on Instagram for the, literally, she, that was her going into her sophomore year, I was going into sixth grade, and I literally watched her throughout all of her high school, and just being like, oh my god, she graduated, oh god. Like, I knew her or something, like, no, I didn't, like, I was just like,
it's a new level,
I was a fan,
she was a dedicated fan,
I really was, but,
I don't know, this, yeah. This girl, like, Melanie or whatever, it just seems
Melody
like,
Edogrob.
It was cute, it was just, yeah. Like, I don't know, I think,
I'm excited to see her character development, I'm really,
oh, I agree,
am.
She's
really,
really
am.
Talented, honestly, all the kids from this year have, like, so much potential.
Oh, I love them.
I love them.
I just wish we got to know them more.
Yeah, I didn't get to talk to a lot of girls. I did get to talk to some of the girls when showtime came because we did makeup and stuff, but yeah. I think Chrissy and I were so consumed.
We were also, like, hit up
being
in our dressing
room. The HBICs.
We
had to, like, assign dressing rooms, do costumes.
Oh, so much work.
It was fun work, but it was also, like, kind of took us away from talking to people consistently.
Yes.
And... that was just, like, a funny story from this year. And past years, like, there was one little girl who would just always try to stab people with safety pins. And I am not, Chrissy can tell you so much about this, but I am just the least maternal.
She doesn't have a maternal bone
person
in her body.
You've met.
Not a bone in her body.
I'm not an animal person. I'm not a kid person.
She's just,
I really
basically
don't.
Heartless, stole cone to the bone.
Yeah, like I am. I just simply don't have.
Yeah.
I have a lot of compassion, but not when it comes to like.
No.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'll see animals on TikTok and I'll be like, oh, I just don't like. I just am not an animal person, not a pet person.
Not at all.
When I see kids, I'll be like, oh, they're cute, but I would just never.
Yeah. Never touch one.
Never touch one. So, I would have a kid, though, but that's a whole different yeah. story. But, like,
I'd have one,
I'd
but,
have
like,
one. But
I wouldn't like
girl,
it.
Oh, I would love it. It. Her. Serena.
See, this is what I mean.
Serena. Serena's my child. Anyways, so, basically, this little girl, she was, like, the youngest in the cast. I think the youngest we've ever had. She had to have been at least, like, 10.
She was really young.
She was very, very young.
She
and
chased
she
people around
would
with
chase
safety
people.
Pins.
She stabbed me once. She got me.
She got me.
And you will not. I don't think anyone could explain, like, the rage on my face when I turned around. Shoot, I had never yelled at a child until this day. And I flew off the tracks. I was
just that I flew off the handle. It's the no-fly like, zone.
It was the no-fly zone. Something inside me just simply, like, clicked, and I had had enough. And snap, crackle, pop. And, oh, Lucy, if you're listening, snap, crackle, pop. But,
tell Lucy to listen.
It's a different Lucy.
Oh.
Lucy Harrington. Hi.
I was like, interesting joke with your sister.
No.
Yeah.
But I just...
So...
never yelled at a child. I'm also Cupid, if you will. That's a whole different story. But I am a very, very good matchmaker. I would like to brag for a minute because I matched this one girl with, like, another little boy.
His
and they had, like, a cute
remember.
Little thing. They had a cute little thing during one of the shows, and that was, like, all my doing. Also, they refused to admit it, but I saw it. I saw it going on. Also, I'll tell you about it.
I was like, who is
you
she talking about?
That. You weren't there
I was
for
like,
that.
What is she talking about? I'm so confused.
Also, I picked up on, like, two other people that were definitely something going on this summer.
Oh, without a
if you're listening,
doubt.
You probably know because I
know
have
who
eyes.
You,
you know who you are. See you cuddling in the dressing room.
Yeah, we do.
I just have an eye for seeing potential in romantic situations, but not my own, of course, because I'm, like, a wreck.
I'm a catastrophe.
I'm a catastrophe.
So, we probably have to wrap this up soon, but we did have a question, one question, that I asked our group chats, is there a question that you want, anyone wants to ask Julia and I? And my friend Andrew, thanks Andrew for writing
Thank you, Andrew.
He says, and I quote, do you like men? If so, why?
Chrissy, take it away.
So, here's my take on this. We'll see you guys next week.
The microphone fell. It get very uncomfortable, the energy in this room. I think this one should be, like, its own episode. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that's actually a really good question. We should have our own episode.
I think so.
Let's talk about men next time. We're very excited. Love you.
Thank
guys.
You for having me. Course, hopefully I'll come back.
You will come back. Don't even worry
for
about it.
For the men episode, I should definitely come back.
For the men episode, we need you for it. You're like obsessed. And
child, please.
You're like boy crazy.
Oh my God, the exact opposite.
And yeah, Lexi will be back with us. Sorry she wasn't here for the whole episode, but I might release this right after recording it because, you know, it's a little special edition episode because Lexi
It was very funny.
So, I will see you guys soon. Bye, addicts.
Bye, addicts.